Welcome back
to Behind the Crime.
I'm Ella Calora.
And I'm Rebecca Wood.
And we're your hosts.
This is our 20th episode.
Girl, I don't know.
It is. I'm just saying.
You keep track of that.
This is our 20th episode. Today we're going to do something a bit different. We're going to talk about a case, obviously, but we're not really giving all the details behind it just because it's very popular right now. We are talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard, but we're kind of doing this more as an opinion-based episode, just talking about our feelings with how everything has been going on since she's been released. And we do have two special guests.
Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I've been on here before. It's Abby.
Hi, I have not.
Sorry.
I have not. My name's Marissa. I've never been on a podcast before, and I think this is a great start talking about crime and murder.
Well, that's what the podcast is about.
I know.
Not all the time.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, sometimes
it's not always murder.
Sometimes it's just oopsies. Sometimes it's kidnapping.
Kidnapping.
It's behind the crime.
It's behind the crime. That could mean anything.
Roll credits.
No.
We don't have credits.
Tax evasion. The
credit all goes to me and Ella.
Good.
Okay.
Anyways, I think Ella's going to kind of just sum up the case because obviously, if you're listening to a true crime podcast, you most likely know this case because it's very popular, especially right now. But she's still going to give a brief background just in case you don't.
Okay, so Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her mother, Dee Dee. So Dee Dee falsely claimed that Gypsy had many illnesses throughout her entire life, put her through a lot of surgeries that she did not need. They swindled people out of money. That's the word, right?
Yeah.
And then, so this was because Dee Dee had a mental disorder. It's called Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Gypsy arranged for her online boyfriend at the time, Nicholas Godejohn, to kill her mother. This was in 2015. In 2016, Gypsy pled guilty to a sentence of 10 years. She only served 8, and she was released in December of 2023. Her boyfriend at the time, Nicholas Godejohn, was sentenced to life. Gypsy is now 32 years old. She is a free woman, and she is married to Ryan Anderson. He is 37 years old. They met back in 2020 when he sent her a letter while she was still in prison. She responded back, and they started emailing back and forth, getting to know each other. They didn't meet each other in person until 2021 because of COVID. And then a year later, in 2022 of July, they got married in prison. They had, a small ceremony with no guests. And now they are out. Well, she is out, sorry. And they are living together.
All right.
So, yeah, that's just a brief summary. What's happened since she's gotten out is she's kind of risen to a bit of fame and social media stature, mm-hmm. which has definitely never really happened before. Not like this, I would say.
No.
It's very odd.
We have some opinions.
Mm-hmm. Not to this degree because I have seen what's her name? Jodi Arias. Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah.
She killed her...
Her
ex-boyfriend.
On and off type thing.
Yeah.
He's in a relationship.
And then, there's, a niche following. I mean, there's always a niche following for,
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
For serial killers or just murderers.
But I think Gypsy Rose's is so, so niche because she didn't outwardly, commit the crime herself. You know, she...
Yeah.
It was her idea, but, she wasn't the one going, forward with it, being the one to do it.
Yeah.
So.
I almost would have more sympathy for her if she was the one who did it.
Right.
Because then it's less premeditated and less planned. You know what I mean? If she just out of frustration one day or something happened with her mom, they got in an argument and out of frustration she did it. Because then it would kind of be a little bit.
It would be more self-defense.
It would be more.
After years of
it would
torture.
Be more self-defense.
Yeah.
But her getting somebody else to do it kind of makes it a little more muddy waters, you know?
Yeah, and I forget how long they planned it for, but it's the fact that she planned it ahead of time and got someone else to do it. She knew she didn't want to do it. She knew it was not.
The only reason she had to plan it. I feel like the way that she ended up doing it was because I don't think she had the strength to do it.
It's true, because she's on hopped up on all the meds that her mom got her.
Well, that was the other thing. At the time of her murder, she was high because she was addicted to pain meds. Mm. So she was just always high.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Which she said, I have been watching a couple of interviews that she's been doing lately, and she said herself that she doesn't make any excuses for what she did. Mm-hmm. Like, murder is wrong.
Right, I know. She doesn't condone it at all.
Yeah, she doesn't make the excuse like, oh, I was on pain meds, I was high, I didn't know what I was doing. She tells people, like, murder is wrong, I did my time. And she also says that she does miss her mom, like, it was her mom. And
their relationship was so
awful.
Awful, but also at the same time, like, her mom was all she had.
Yeah. Yes. Right. And, like, they were so close.
Of course she's
going to
sit there and miss her mom. Like, mm-hmm.
She knows her mom was sick and doesn't think that she was doing it out of being just evil.
Yeah.
She was
sick. That's why she's become, like, a big advocate, like, for the mental disorder that her mother had.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I don't really think she should have a position to be an advocate for anything, because she still did kill someone.
Yeah, her solution to the syndrome was to kill her.
Yes.
Right.
Given she was put in kind of a corner.
Well, she says that, too, that she felt very stuck. Like, she felt like she couldn't go to the police. She couldn't tell any doctors because her mom was always there. She was at all of her doctor's appointments. She said the only time, like, at the doctor's that her mom wasn't in the room was when she was being wheeled into the operating room. Mm-hmm. And at that point, she's knocked out.
Right. Yeah.
I just don't think, I think that if she didn't, you know, have her boyfriend at the time kill her mom or whatever, I think she would be dead.
I think she had said that too. She felt like it was either her or her mom.
Mm-hmm. Because her mom was going to outlive her 1,000%.
For sure. Mm-hmm. All the things that she was putting her through, all the surgeries, I think one of them was going to eventually kill her, especially all the medications.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're put down on the table. That's like a very high risk that you're just going to die on the table during a surgery. So
Because of her state. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in a very weak state.
There's a lot of gray area with her. In a way, I'm glad she's released because... Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, but at the same time, it's like how she's treating her release, which is what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
And also the general public's reaction to the release and how people, right, like how people are kind of dealing with her being out, and also the constant switch-ups that I've seen, like, on social media too.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute they're like, yes, mother, and then they're like, oh my god, she did something so wrong. I don't like what she said here. It's like, hey.
Yeah, people are like analyzing a bunch of interview clips with her and her husband, which I agree, the situation is weird. I think it's weird whenever someone meets someone and gets married in prison.
Yes, right.
Ryan Anderson, he is a secondary ed teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Which it just like it doesn't like it doesn't really do anything.
Is that
like
middle school?
Yeah. Ooh. It just makes it a little...
And he's, because now he's got his face everywhere. And he has these kids to go back to. And if he's teaching middle school kids, they have social media. They know about this.
Exactly.
There's no way they don't know.
They know.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
And, like, the parents of those kids know, too. So, like, I don't know.
I'm sure they do not feel comfortable.
No, absolutely.
I'm not going to speak for the parents, but, like,
I'm sure.
It's a little
especially after some of the comments being made on social media about
their life.
Explicit things.
Also, like, I don't know if I'm sure you guys saw that clip. I think it was from The View where she said something. She's like, I did it the wrong way. And then I don't know the woman's name, but she was like, no, you didn't do something wrong. And then everyone was like, murder is wrong.
Yeah, murder is
literally wrong. Gypsy said that. She went, well, murder is wrong. So I'm glad that she's at least saying that.
Yeah.
It's just.
If I could give her credit for one thing, I think she was PR trained down. Okay. Because I feel like she knew something, like, especially right at the beginning, like, she knew what to say.
Even before she was released, everyone knew that there was going to be some sort of, like, a fame. Like, she's going to.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that before.
I mean, this case is just so well known that.
Especially
it was found
because
to happen.
Of the act.
The movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing that I was going to say is I did see a clip of an interview where she, like, this is something, like, I find problematic that she said. She said that she doesn't identify as a murderer.
Oh.
And I'm like, well.
Where was that on?
What? I don't remember.
I think I saw that.
Because she was like, well, I didn't do the actual act of killing. Like, I didn't actually take her life. And, like, I could never have done that. But if it wasn't for you, she wouldn't be dead.
Right.
Yeah.
You, like, so but you were actively in the planning to kill her.
Exactly.
It was her idea.
Like,
right.
Being a murderer isn't an identity or something that you can self-identify with. Like,
really?
You
like, that sounds are. Open.
You did it or you didn't.
You are a murderer. Mm-hmm. And, like, whatever, you're out now. And I agree that she should have been released. But I also think that I'm sure she got a lot of therapy while she was in prison. But I don't know. Yeah. I was kind of in the sense of maybe part of her sentence should have been in a mental facility instead. Because she has no idea how to actually interact with the outside world, which is why her popularity is so scary.
Yeah, well, she was treated as if she had the cognition of a 7-year-old forever. Yeah, she had no freaking clue what she was doing in this world.
And also, she was thrown in prison in 2016. Well, now it's like, it is 2024, and like, so many things have happened since then, like since her getting thrown into prison. So it's like, I just can't imagine like coming out. Like, that goes for anyone, but for her, like, I just, especially getting thrown in with like the mental state of like an education of like an 8-year-old.
I was gonna say, I'm happy that she's out because I think that everyone deserves at least one chance at life, and I feel like she never got
the chance. She never got the chance before she was even thrown
because
in
because she was pretty much
relinquished to a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Had she real exposure to like society and people and having friends.
She had it from an altered point of view and the view of her mother.
Yeah. Her mother took that away from her.
Which is also why it's like her first exposure to society was in prison, which is why I'm like uneasy about
her
having such a big presence because she doesn't understand social media.
I also didn't ask for this, by the way. I don't think she asked for this in the beginning. I think, you know, Stan Twitter and all that took over and they were like, yes, Gypsy Rose is out. Yes, mother.
But she's definitely digging into it.
Yes, she is definitely taking it to a different degree than she could have. She could have easily been like, no, I don't want any part of this. But she is taking it to that. But like the beginning of it, she didn't ask for it. She was just like, I want to be free. I want to live my life.
I think she should have come out and been like, I'm going to live with my husband. I'm going to live a peaceful life. Right. And then done something that she wanted to do. I don't know what she wants to do, but I don't think being a social media sensation and going on a literal media tour is necessary. I'm not saying she can't have
media
an Instagram.
Tour is crazy,
the media tour?
But she
that's
really
crazy.
Is.
But that's what I was going to say. I would have loved for her to get out of prison and just live a normal life, like, off of social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, sure, do some interviews. Like, I understand that because people are always going to want to interview her.
But, like, she shouldn't be, like, she shouldn't be this, like, idol or, like, mentor to people. Like, people should not be looking up to her at all.
She should be making edits of her.
No.
Right.
I think that's insane.
And I think that she is feeding into that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, she got a TikTok and everything.
The TikTok, like, she is feeding into the praise.
Also, she has no idea how to handle this kind of a thing because, like we said, she was put in prison in 2016 without any societal, like, training whatsoever because she was blocked from it. And now she's being thrown into this very social media-centric world. She has no idea what she's doing. I don't... She might not even know the impact that it has in a way. I think she might just think, hey guys, thanks for your support, all that. But I don't think she realizes just how many people are seeing this and how many people are taking this in and thinking about the case in such a weird way.
And then in the opposite sense, there's people who are watching her, seeing what she's doing. She's posting when she's going places. Like, people know she's in New York City or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's people who don't support you as well. Like, she's only focusing on the people that are supporting her.
I don't think she understands it
which
well.
Could
and it's really dangerous.
Yeah, it could be
not to, like, unsafe. Get to that point, but, like, or, like, jump to conclusions, but they could kill her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, there are people that could probably have her out for blood for her. Like,
Or if she's posting that her and her husband are on vacation and people know what state she lives in, people can figure out her address.
They will go. Yes. People will go.
People will break into her house.
She's a celebrity now. People will go.
It's good.
Well, let me put celebrity air quotes. Because she's not, but she is.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
She's being treated like one.
Yes, right. Thank you. Yeah. Like, people will find her. They have.
Right.
Like, you can't.
People are taking selfies with her. I'm like.
And it's like, why? That's a murderer.
Like, well,
like
I said.
Someone that literally plotted the death of her mother.
Yeah.
Right. Like, let's not brush past that. Right. Yeah. And I think people are. They're like, oh, well, she served her time and stuff. Okay, yes, she did. Yeah,
but
she
also now
at the
someone.
End of the day, she still killed someone.
Yeah. And she's profiting off of it.
Absolutely. She's profiting all the Lifetime interviews. I guarantee you within, like, the next couple of months, she's going to have a Lifetime show. Like, My Life with My Husband or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
Think, like, all of this social media presence, that is not healthy for their relationship either, especially since she never had that model of what a good relationship should be.
Right.
So she doesn't know.
Nope.
She has no idea about marriage. And now, like, them being everywhere, that cannot be helping the marriage at all.
Also, I don't, like, they just started living together. Things could go wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
She doesn't really know what he's like. He doesn't really know what she's like.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not even like they had a sleepover. They've never even had a sleepover before,
right,
and they immediately moved in together. Mm-hmm. Which, whatever, you're married, that makes sense. Well, but, like, that's especially to, like, be going on interviews together. What's going to happen if they break up or get a divorce?
Mm-hmm.
Or something happens, you know?
Or all these people are overanalyzing them and making all these comments.
Yeah.
And even though they're just comments,
they've put themselves in a position where they're asking to get watched, studied, analyzed, et cetera, et cetera.
Criticized,
anything. Mm-hmm. There are people that were like what Marissa said earlier, like, yes, mother, like, oh my God. And then now she's out and people, like, are switching up. And they're like, oh, Gypsy Rose is a manipulative, like,
mm-hmm.
like all this stuff. And it's
you guys gave her this platform. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What else did you expect?
Like,
she's not an angel. She just served time in prison.
Yeah. For a murder.
Her
for
entire
a murder.
Life without her mother has been in prison.
There's,
there's not great people in there. Not the greatest influences. She's
so
not going to learn how to live a normal life in prison. It's not going to happen.
I also think it's weird. Like, in one interview, she was like, I experimented with my sexuality in there. And it's like, I don't feel like anyone needed to know that.
You don't need to know that. You went to an all-women's prison. Who doesn't?
I don't
care. But
I don't know, obviously.
No, yes, but it's like information that, like,
it's not necessary.
Listen, I did say earlier, like, she was media trained down, but, like, to an extent. I just don't think,
she overshares.
She overshares because she doesn't know.
That's,
exactly.
Yeah.
She just doesn't know.
I think from what I've gathered and what I've seen, the first few interviews, they asked her the questions I think she was being prepared to answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now people are so invested in her life and her life outside of prison that they're going to ask
and
her everything, and she's giving it to
them.
She's
giving it to them because she doesn't know.
We saw the Instagram.
And she's posting stuff on her own, which is another thing.
It's not
edited by a professional
right.
and like...
Like a manager or anything.
It's her talking about her nightlife with her husband.
Yeah.
Which is not okay.
Also unnecessary.
Like, hey, I didn't want to know.
No.
I did not want to know what you're doing every night, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't care.
Literally.
Like I said, she was trained for certain things. Like maybe 20% of the things she was going to get asked. The big questions.
Yeah.
Everything else, because times have changed and journalism is different now.
Ooh.
She was not trained for that.
No.
And I just, like, I don't know.
You can't take it back once you've said it. It's out there.
Mm-hmm. There's just her information's out. And then the people are just going to, like, switch up. And it's, like, I saw, like, a TikTok where this one girl, like, called her manipulative and stuff. It's, like,
yeah.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
That is, like, what
all she was exposed to her whole life was her mother who was manipulating
was
her.
Manipulation. She used her mom's, like, tactics to convince her, like, boyfriend at the time to kill her mom.
Mm-hmm. There
like,
was also
yes, she is manipulative.
An interview where her husband Ryan Anderson tried to say that Nick Godejohn convinced her to kill her mother. Like, he was trying to say that he manipulated her. And it's like, you weren't there, babe.
Yeah. No.
You literally were not there.
Well, I was going to say, I think we should talk about Nicholas Godejohn for a second, because there's some people who think that it's not fair that he got life and she didn't, because if they had never met or she never asked him to kill her mom, he would have never done it.
Well, it's the fact that he was willing to do it anyway.
No, I know. But some people are like, well, is it fair that she didn't get life and he did?
At the end of the day, he's the one that went through with it. I know that there's so many what-ifs that people can come up with. Like, I've seen it in cases before. Mm-hmm.
He still went through with all the planning. He still
was the one
that took her life.
He doesn't exactly have the same excuses that she does, because like, her mother never harmed, the woman he killed didn't abuse him, didn't threaten him, didn't do anything specifically to him, which I think is why it's different. Yeah.
I was going to say she asked and he was like, yep. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I see why people feel like it's unfair? Yes. Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just have to go through all of the details and be like, this woman was abused for her entire life. Mm-hmm. How old was she when she went to jail?
She would have been 26.
Exactly. It's like 20-something. Yeah. Oh, my God. 20-something years.
And she was, I believe that her mom had, like, lied about her birth date, too. Absolutely. So she thought she was younger.
She thought she was younger.
Yeah, I think they only thought that she was 18 or 19.
19, yeah. That's, well, because
like almost a decade.
Yeah. He just doesn't have the same, like, it wasn't self-defense in any way. For him, where in some senses it was self-defense for her.
For her own life to continue, she felt as though she needed to do something drastic.
And, like, obviously it sucks, but if he was manipulated that easily, I believe there were things that, I've read some stuff that, like, he had some other shadiness in his past or something.
He had a criminal history.
History. He likely would have killed someone eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could have been anyone that said so. They could have given him any story, and he would have been like, sure.
He was just so easily convinced.
It was a matter of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And because all she knew was manipulation, she was his breaking point.
Mm-hmm. Which obviously, again, we're not excusing what she did. It's just explanation, not excuse.
Yeah. It makes sense logistically, the distribution of time being served, in a way. To me, at least.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I think 10 years was low. However, I think she should have had more years in a mental facility.
Yeah, I think it should have been mental facility first, then the 10 years.
I kind of think the opposite, so that they could ease her out into society.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. You know what I mean? I see.
Like, she should have been prepped way better, because they should have considered the fact that she has never lived a normal life, even remotely normal. She doesn't know how to interact with people. She doesn't know how to have any sense of a relationship, like friendship or whatever.
She also has such a warped view of the world, because her view of the world was through her mother's warped lens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That she was manipulating her the entire time. Prison is supposed to be rehabilitation. That was like the whole point.
Yeah.
But our society uses it so much differently than it was intended. Mm-hmm. I think she should have been rehabilitated, because her specific situation, she was not in her right mind in any way.
No.
She was high off drugs.
That her mother gave her.
Right. She was put through so many unnecessary surgeries. Mm-hmm. Like, she was under the impression she was going to die.
And she was weak because she was always in a wheelchair. She had no chance to build up her muscle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her legs must have been insane.
I just feel like they could have done something in her sentence to ease the transition.
She failed her whole life.
Because they just threw her right out, and immediately she downloaded TikTok and went all these interviews, and it's like...
Mm-hmm. Social media is not the first place you should go.
No. She should
That's like the worst
She should
place.
Be isolated.
She should come out and get a job.
She would never know, though.
But she's never... I just don't think she's ever going to get a job.
I don't either, which I think is a problem. Not. Because she's not being a productive member of society.
This. She can't. And that's why I foresee the Lifetime show. Because she's going to need money. Mm-hmm. It's going to stop. The interviews are going to fade. No one's going to want to care anymore. She's going to have a Lifetime show.
Unless her current husband is the breadwinner. But it's like...
He's a teacher.
He's a teacher. So, like, there's not going to be anything coming in.
Yeah. Like, sure, they're fine, but they're not...
They're not fine, right?
Yeah.
Not without her making money as well.
She's used to a certain lifestyle right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to die so fast.
So quickly.
Because social media now is... all about trends.
Yeah.
And she is just a trend right now. And I hate to say that.
But she doesn't understand that.
She doesn't understand that.
Mm-hmm. She thinks all these people are supporting her and
they're going to be supporting her for the rest of her life.
Right. It's not.
But they're not.
And the thing it's not like that. She has no idea. No one told her. Yeah. She's
and
in prison.
The more that she goes on interviews, the more people are going to discover that they don't like her. They don't like her personality. They don't like her mannerisms. They're not going to like her husband either. And then people are going to go against her. People who were for her, they're going to be like, oh, she's kind of weird. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, babe.
But they don't get it, especially because a lot of her following is young and people who might be in abusive situations themselves, so they're identifying with her, but she's not someone
that
you should be identifying
with. That's a crazy person to identify. Literally.
But people are doing that.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have a platform and you take it to that level. People look up to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how terrible you are. People mm-hmm. look up to you no matter what because you have fame, you have followers.
Yeah.
That's really all it takes nowadays.
It's just going to die down so fast, and then she's not going to be able to get a job that she mm-hmm. wants.
I see it ending very badly.
Yeah.
I do too.
See bad things coming.
Ending very badly, or it fades fast. Mm-hmm. Like, she just kind of fades to the background. Because right now, like I said, she's a trend.
But the problem with her is she has no real experience of life.
Yeah.
So when it fades, I think she could be that type of person that tries anything to maintain the platform.
That's what I'm saying.
And she has no idea. She literally has no idea.
Mm-hmm. And that could get to a point where
she manipulates someone else to do something.
Right. Yeah.
She does it herself this time.
If she can do it, if she's done it before, she can do it again.
Absolutely. Like, she starts an advice column. I could see that happening.
Oh, yeah.
And manipulating people to do, like,
oh, my God, the amount of... That you just brought something up. Like, if she is an advocate, if she is seen as an advocate for Munchausen syndrome by proxy,
that is
so
crazy.
Many people in that situation could be inspired to do something very similar.
Yes.
And she could be directly at fault for so many deaths.
Like, because her seeing her life the way it is for what she did, they're like, wow, my life can be like that too if I just do what she did. No.
I could be famous if I get someone to kill my mom.
Like, no. Like, while there can be good intentions behind it, and maybe she can change to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, she should not be a spokesperson for Munchausen by proxy and, like, awareness for it, because what she did to, quote, like, fix it, was to end it, and by ending her mom's life.
Yeah, she can do things, she can pay her retribution that she feels like she has to in anonymous donations to organizations.
Yes, exactly.
Or
to
volunteering. She can do things like that, but she shouldn't be the public face of this at all or of anything.
Right.
It should be someone in recovery who the person who is also doing abusing is also in recovery. You know what I mean?
Like,
you both have to be, in a way, a spokesperson because you have to be healed.
To be a spokesperson is to, like, if she was a victim by it, which she was.
She was a victim. Absolutely.
Or if she had Munchausen by proxy and realized, like, by going to therapy and stuff, that, like, she could be a spokesperson and be like, I went through this, blah, blah, blah. Because usually people that are spokespeople are, like, victims of the situation, or they were former. Well, I guess that could mean you're a victim, too, because you were a victim.
Well, like, you have it is what you're saying.
Yes. So you know how to handle it. You know how to, like...
Because she's never going to know how her mom felt or how someone with it feels. Like, she doesn't know.
She never gave her mom the chance... And I'm not saying your mom's a good person.
No.
And do we know if her mom was going to give her an explanation? No.
Doubt it. Because she probably didn't even know there was something wrong.
That's usually the case.
Didi, she did not know that what she was doing was wrong because she was sick. Mm-hmm. She was ill.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is just kind of some stuff to keep in mind, especially if you are a true crime fan. This is a lot, like, this is the biggest thing going on in that kind of community right now, but it's important to know what you're interacting with and the correct ways to do so.
Mm-hmm. And this can be for any criminal, glorifying any of them, because, I mean, there are famous serial killers that have these
cult followings.
And it's the same situation.
Yeah, it's just now we're in an age of social media where it's so different. And because she's out of prison, she can build on it for herself. It's not just people doing it on their own. Yes.
It's easier because it's always been around for, like, criminals and murderers.
It's not like you're seeing Ted Bundy's picture in the newspaper. It's you're seeing her directly speak to you over a TikTok video.
Yeah.
It's so much different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that is going to end our episode. We know it's, a pretty short one, but we just felt like this was something important to talk about, but we didn't want to make it a super big thing just because we don't want to add to the glorification.
No. And we also felt that everyone at this point knows her story and what happened.
Yeah.
You can't go about your day and not think about it because it's just shoved in your face.
Oh, it's everywhere.
I think a discussion on the aftermath is something that really needs to be talked about. So,
And I enjoyed doing an episode this way. It was much less planned than normal because, normally we have, like, a bunch of notes, but this week we're kind of just talking about what we've been talking about on our own time, just not recording.
Yeah, literally.
Literally months before she got released, Abby asked Ella and I if we think that she should be released, and we had a whole discussion about it, and then like a couple weeks later, it got announced, and we were like, we were just talking about this. But yeah, let us know if you enjoyed the way that we did this episode. It is obviously a lot different than our other ones, but I had fun doing it.
Yeah, me too.
I like the little discourse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mini episodes.
I like hearing myself talk.
Us too. That's why we started a podcast.
Oh, I don't.
Becky's just here for the fame.
She's here.
Yeah. So true. Anyways, follow us on Instagram.
@behind_the_crime.
She did it, guys. And on Facebook, right. @behind_the_crime, no underscore. And tune in 2 weeks for our next episode, our 21st episode.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.